Old Basing, WI, Centenary Year, 2019-20. The Old Basing WI was formed in March 1919, and we thought it would be nice to share some of our special memories from this centenary year. We are a thriving and growing group with over 40 members. In March 2019, we celebrated our centenary with an afternoon tea at the Old Basing Village Hall for around 70 guests, including the Mayor of Basingstoke. WI members were given a gift of a small engraved china box to commemorate the event. Our members made a huge array of delicious cakes for all to enjoy. Special members should be given to Christine Ashworth, who made the splendid cake that we all shared at our centenary members meeting, which depicted each member's head on the top. June saw us manning a stall of cakes and craft items at the Old Basing Carnival, and in July we were welcomed to Iris's Garden for our annual garden party. In September, we had an information table at the Old Basing and Lichpit Village Show to advertise our organisation to the rest of the village. Meanwhile, the craft group were busy designing and producing our centenary wall hanging, which has now been installed in the St Mary's Parish Room, where we hold our monthly meetings. It was unveiled by Iris Harmon, our longest-serving member, who joined Old Basing WI in the late 1960s. In September, we launched a monthly electronic newsletter to keep our members in touch if they were unable to attend. We also had a lovely visit to a member's garden. In November, we joined the Royal British Legion for the Service of Remembrance, where our current president, Sue Stewart, laid our hand-knitted poppy wreath close to the name on the mall memorial of the husband of our founder member, Mrs. Maddox. At the end of November, we took part in the Basing House Craft Fair, selling handmade craft items, jams, preserves and cakes, and in December, we took part in the Christmas Tree Festival at St Mary's Church on the theme of A Christmas Carol. Our centenary year will end with the planting ceremony of a native, disease-resistant elm tree on the Old Basing Recreation Ground on the 27th of March by our outgoing president, Chris Hall. As well as our special centenary celebrations, we have continued with our popular usual activities. We have entered teams in group and county quizzes and skittles, as well as members attending county and group meetings. We have a coffee group that meet once a week at a local garden centre, and there have been 17 members there on occasion. Our craft group of 12 members meets once a month to learn and practice new skills. We run a monthly local walk and a monthly lunch club, which is very popular. We ran a trip to the local theatre to see the musical 9 to 5, a skittles evening, a festive meal at a local pub, and a trip to the WI Denman College for 10 of our members who took part in a day of craft activities. What plans for 2020? We are aiming to continue with all our regular and well-attended activities, as well as raising the profile of the WI in the village of Old Basing and Lichpit by having a presence at some more local events. We will continue to contribute to group and county activities and perhaps try to run some of our own trips locally. We currently have plans to visit the Chinnam Incinerator site later in the year, as well as the Whitchurch Silt Mill. There are a number of photographs accompanying this article. The first one is a small lineup of WI committee members with the Mayor of Basingstoke and his Lady Mayoress, both wearing their chains of office. They're looking very cheerful. The second photograph is of the centenary cake, which is quite odd. The heads of the members are around the size of tennis balls, I should think, with no bodies. They're just a lot of heads on a platter, sort of caricature heads. And the little banner says, Happy Birthday 100 Old Basing WI. The third photograph is a stall at Old Basin Carnival, when it wasn't raining. Three smiling members wearing aprons and offering a lot of cakes for sale. The fourth photograph, it says Old Basing WI, and I think it's in the village hall, and it shows the table put forward by the WI with flower displays and napkins and so on. The fifth photograph is another lineup of WI members attending the unveiling of the centenary wall hanging. Again, they all look very cheerful. And they've all got their coats on, so it must be a cold day. The next photograph is a Remembrance Day service and shows the WI member walking forward to place her wreath. And behind her are several RAF members standing to attention. The penultimate photograph is at the Basing House Christmas Fair. I don't think it is. Looks more like their Christmas meal. They're all sitting at a long table with napkins and cutlery and flower arrangements and glasses, and they look like they're ready to eat. And the final photograph, I think, must be the Basing House Christmas Fair, as two members wearing equally jolly aprons stand there in front of a stall, or behind a stall, with cakes and so on wrapped in cellophane.